Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I climb so far, only to backslide. Lord, I may be sliding back, but I will not abandon you.
Two Sundays ago, we were talking about holiness. And lately, God really spoke to me that He is calling His people to be holy. You remember the Bible said that, be holy, be perfect, for your God is perfect. Be holy, for your God is holy. I believe that if God tells us to do something, we can do it. I believe that if God asks us to do something, He will provide the way for us to be able to do it. He will not call us to do anything if He cannot help us to do it. So I believe with all my heart that the end time church, the revival churches like us, will be holy. In fact, yesterday, I had to perform a big operation at Overlake Hospital. At the end of the surgery, I went up to change my clothes from the OR suit into the regular suit. I don't want to go out of that place with the OR suit. So I was standing there in the locker room by myself because it's Saturday, no one was there. And suddenly, in that locker room, the Holy Spirit came upon me. And He just filled me up. And I was crying and kind of a little bit drunk in the Holy Spirit. And I say, God, please, no one walk in this room right now. This is not a good place to be drunk in the Holy Spirit. So I was standing there, got drunk, and the tear came out of me. And suddenly God showed me a picture of a holy church, the blameless bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. He spoke to me that His heart desire is to see that His church become holy and pure like Him. And He said that it will happen in the end time. It will happen. The end time church that welcomed the word and the file of God will be a holy church. And He said it will happen. And I am coming back to that kind of church. I'm coming back to meet the glorious bride, the glorious church without blemish, without wrinkles, without stains. So God is expecting us to be holy and pure. And He said that you must bring my church to that direction, that we will be pure and holy. And that purity starts in our heart. It's not about outward performance. It's not about outward action only, but it starts from inside here, that we let God come and purify our heart first. And out of this heart, the wellspring of life and holiness will come out through our words, our motive and actions and everything. But we need to set the goal that we're going to be the glorious church. We're going to be the end time church, revival churches, that when Jesus come back, He will look at our face, look at our eyes, and He say, well done, good and faithful servant. You are my beautiful bride. I'm so proud of you. Come and rejoice with me in the kingdom of heaven. Our goal here is to see that the church, everyone who come and join the church, will be cleansed, will be changed, will be transformed to become like Christ, to attain to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, that you all will have victory in your Christian walk. You will become strong Christian, living a holy life, living a pure life, have a clean hand and pure heart. That is our goal. Amen. And I want to present this church to the Lord Jesus Christ on the last day when we stand at His throne, at the judgment seat of Christ in Romans chapter 14, that we all will be pure and holy in His eyes. Our personal goal, Da and me, we have a personal goal to become holy and pure before the eyes of God. We want to please Him. We want to be a good child of God, a child that is pleasing to God. Amen. Last time we learned about the significance of holiness, that God wants us to be holy people. And I believe it will happen in this generation. I believe that this can be done by the help of God. Today I would like to share some scriptures to see how we can become holy, what God is doing in our life. We need to cooperate with Him. We need to press into Him and allow Him to work in our life in order to become holy. You cannot be holy. You cannot be pure by your own strength. You cannot become holy by your own effort. You press in to Him. You approach Him. You draw near to Him and let Him work in you. We work with the Lord. We do our part and He does His part. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 7, the Bible says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. This is one of the key scriptures of how to become pure and holy before the eyes of God. One thing that we need to do, we need to make a decision that we're going to walk in the light. God is light. We are not walking in darkness. And that's why our church emphasizes a lot in the area of fellowship and discipleship. Because when we come together in fellowship in the care group, or we have a shepherd or mentor looking after us, and we come into, like a woman going to have meeting soon on June 9th, they come together, they expose themselves, they open their life to one another. When you walk in the light, you don't hide, you don't come to church only 2 hours and then run out the door and no one know my name, no one know what I'm doing, I'm going to be a secretive Christian, no one know that I go back home and I turn on internet and look at pornography. Don't come to my home, don't visit me, you don't know my life, I'm living in secret, in darkness. If you live in secret like that, you will never become holy. Because the sinful nature on the inside of you is warring against you. The devil will try to pull you down. The devil would want you to sin against him. That's why we need to open our life up. We call accountability. We need to walk in the light and people can examine you. People see you, who you are, without any hypocrisy, without hiding, without showing just in front of people one way and behind the scene another way. That's why I say that if you come to my home, you're going to see me the same person like here. I will not pretend here. I want to be a sincere Christian. We were walking in the light. We are not hiding anything. People know our life very well, how we live, how we relate to each other. We open our life. That's one of the reasons after I finish preaching, I don't just walk into my own office room, pastoral room, and hide myself and no one can talk to me. I want to be open. I want to walk in the light. Amen. If, for example, if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, the best thing to do is to tell your parents, you know, I like that person. Walk in the light. Come and tell your pastor, I like that person. Instead of, oh, you know, if my dad know about it, if my pastor know about it, they may be mad at me. I'm going to keep quiet. I'm going to hide it. I'm going to just sneak out at night and just spend time together. I don't want to tell anybody about this thing. I'm just going to do this quietly in the dark. My dear brother and sister, that kind of lifestyle will trap you into sin. But if you open your life, expose yourself and say, this is what happened to me. Could you pray for me? Could you give me advice? It's very hard for us to sin against God. Amen. Walk in the light and fellowship with one another. The Bible says that if you want to walk in holiness, you need to come into fellowship. You need to have a group of friends in the church that you associate with or relate to. Go to care group. If you make a decision to go to a care group or to a fellowship group, you will be blessed so much. It's worth the time. Believe me, no matter how tired you are, you may think that, Pastor, right now the gas is $3.70 per gallon. I don't want to drive there. I want to save my money. But my dear brother and sister, money God can give you again. But your life, you can gain the thing in the whole world. You can gain all the money. You can save all the money. But in fact, people who say that way, usually they go out to Starbucks and drink $5 coffee all the time. But for your own spiritual life, they don't care. You need to take care of your spiritual life. Go into care group, get involved, get into Christian fellowship with other brothers and sisters, and you're going to be protected there. Amen. That is principle in the Bible. That is the way God designed for us to be pure and holy. The Bible says also, then the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. My dear brother and sister, you will not be able to make it by yourself. You need the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to come into His presence. You need to hook up to Him and let His blood cleanse you. We sin off and on. We sin daily. And the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us. I'm talking about by faith. I'm not talking about going back 2,000 years ago and standing under the cross and let the blood of Jesus come on your head. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about by faith, that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. We need to have a really strong relationship with Christ and have faith that whatever He did on the cross really purified us and helped us to become a pure child of the Father in heaven. Amen? We depend on the power of the blood. Let's look at another scripture. John chapter 15 verse 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Not only that, we need to live in the light. We need to get into fellowship and depend on the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very important that we need to be hungry for the word of God. The word of God will cleanse us. It's so important to partake the word of God all the time. I notice when I go to good restaurant, I notice that people really enjoy eating. They order a bunch of stuff, you know, a lot of food on the table, and then eat, and oh, so happy in eating. People enjoy eating. How many people like eating? I know that. I notice that. You enjoy eating. But you know, medically, scientifically, they say that if you eat too much, your life will not live long. You need to be careful. Learn how to be self-controlled. Amen. When you eat, you need to say, okay, stop now. I don't need that much. My body doesn't need that much calorie. I need to stop here. Amen. I'm not talking about food today. But I'm talking about spiritual food. We all enjoy eating physical food. We enjoy different kind of food. But we forget about feeding our own spiritual life. You need to take in the Word of God all the time. Read the Bible every day. Amen. Listen to the word, obey the word, and not only that, we have technology nowadays that we have MP3, we have podcast technology, we have CD. You can buy some MP3 machine from some company and put the sermon in there, and you can listen during lunch break. I never eat lunch without listening to the sermon. I will sit there eating lunch and listen to the sermon at the same time. I never waste my time. I always partaking, always take the Word of God into my life and really take serious about letting the Word of God cleanse me and change my life. If you allow the Word of God to cleanse you, you will become pure and holy in your attitudes, in your heart here. We need to be the kind of church that love the Word of God so much. Amen. I notice that every Christian who always read the Bible, listen to the teaching, and love the Word of God tend to live a spiritual life, not a carnal life, not become a carnal Christian. They tend to be more spiritual because they know the Word of God. They know the boundary. They know what's going on. They know what to do. My dear brother and sister, don't study the Bible to be a preacher. Sometimes you study the Bible, you listen to the sermon so that you can go and teach in a care group, so that you can preach to somebody. No, 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 no. You study the Bible, you learn the Bible, you listen to the sermon to feed your soul and to change and to grow, not just to teach. Every time I study the Word of God, I have about 1,000 sermons in my computer right now. The reason I have 1,000 sermons ready to go anytime, not because I prepare to preach, but because I study the Bible all the time. After I study, I put in my computer, keep it in certain folders to learn about the Word of God, so that I can feed my own soul first. Last night, I talked to a young pastor from another city. The pastor emailed me, "Oh, right now my church is growing. I'm still young. I'm only 25 years old. How can I manage the church with more people who are older than me?" And you know, the first answer I gave to her, I say, "You need to grow yourself. You need to grow. The first person that needs to grow in the church is you. And you need to really get into the Word of God. You need to know the Word of God. You need to be diligent in partaking the Word of God. And then not only that, set up the system in the church that the CD will go out to your new believers, that everyone listen to the teaching, the CD. And they will grow faster. I want to challenge all of you. Don't waste time in your car. Listen to the teaching. We have so many CDs in our church here, many series that come out. And you can be receive the benefit. You can receive so much benefit from those teaching. Amen. In fact, I'm going to bring the old teaching from 1988, 1989 back and record in the CD again, so that all those old teaching can come back to the church. Because I find out I'm cleaning up my garage right now and pull out a lot of old lessons. And then when I look at it, my tears almost come out, because wow, all this old teaching from 1988, 1989, the people in this church never heard before, because the generation has changed. Some people went back to home. They never heard of the old teaching. We need to bring them back to teach you about different things. Amen. Listen to the CD. I'm proud of many members in the church who always listen to the CD, listen to the Word of God, and cleanse their mind with the Word of God, renew their mind with the Word of God. And I noticed that these people grow so fast. They know the Word. They can quote the Scripture. They grow so fast because they keep partaking the Word of God into their life. Amen. So you cannot become pure bride of the Lord Jesus Christ without knowing the Word and practicing the Word of God. Another one in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. How many people want to be a holy church? Holy people. Amen. Holy community. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. Who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood. Sanctifying work of the Spirit. Everyone say sanctifying. Mean come and change you and cleanse you to become pure to be used by God. Who is doing the work? The Word of God is the truth, the knowledge to renew your mind. But something must happen in your life to get rid of those sin and bondage. The chain must be broken. The demonic power in your life must be taken away. And the person that can do that for us, to cleanse us, is the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. We need the Holy Spirit to really cleanse us. We heard the testimony from Stephen a while ago, that even though he accepted Jesus Christ, but he's still tortured by depression. And only the Holy Spirit can set you free. He come in and cleanse you little by little. Get rid of the junk out of your life. I like the story that I listened a long time ago. I shared this many times. The story about a village. And that village has a well that everybody depend on the water of that well. But one day that well become dirty and polluted, that everyone who drank water from that well got sick. What did they do? They invite a teacher, the principal from the school, to come and talk to the well, teach some principle to the well, but the water is still dirty and polluted. And then they will bring a priest to come. That priest come and preach the message to the well, and the water is still very dirty. And then they bring the painter to paint the well into white color. Outside look good, but the water in that well is still dirty. It's still polluted. Eventually, they brought a plumber who climbed up the ladder into the well, climbed down the ladder into the well, and found many, many dead rats. The plumber had to take the rat out one by one, get rid of them. And eventually, the water became pure again. You can see that plumber is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, that came into our life and take away each bondage, each sin in our life. I admit to you that many times I'm very tempted to quit laying on of hand. I'm very tempted to stop passing the fire of God into people's life. But the Lord kept telling me, don't stop. If you stop, the church is going to suffer. You remember the Bible say in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that the things of God look foolish in the eyes of the world. I have to admit to you, as a medical doctor, MD, and neurosurgeon, who can open people's skull and take the tumor out, I have two trainings. The first training in Thailand, 4 years to become a neurosurgeon. Another training in University of Washington, 8 years to become a neurosurgeon. Passed through medical school. I tell you, in my heart, every time I lay hand on people and let the fire of God come and cleanse them, one part of my life, my mental capacity say, you are crazy. You are crazy. This is crazy. And many people may sit in the congregation and look at me, you are stupid. You are crazy. So the world will look at me, this pastor is weird. Lay hand on people, people fall down, people laugh, people shake. But God's way are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. I have built this church since 1988. I can see clearly the line draw between the two periods of time in this church. The first period from 1988 to 1996, before that period that we invite and welcome the fire of God to come into our church. At that time, both I and Da, the first period, we were carnal. The church was full of problems, fighting, gossiping, problem, people get mad at each other, the kids, the young children in our church fight each other, a lot of problem, a lot of sickness and disease. Since 1996, I invited the fire of God to come. And I know that there is some resistance because it looked weird in the eyes of man, in the eyes of the world. But since that time, I noticed the second period of the church, since 1996, 1997. People are loving. We don't hear people fight each other anymore. Our children are calm, are healthy, are loving. They get along. The husband and wife in the church love one another. Prosperity comes into many homes. People get better all the time financially. People are not sick as before. Things get better and better. People have more power to fight with the power of the darkness. People have more passion for the lost. People really change because we allow the Holy Spirit to come and cleanse the church. So, I tell you, I will not stop allowing the fire of God to touch people. And I tell you, you cannot be the pure bride of the Lord Jesus Christ without the fire of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Romans chapter 15, verse 16, that I might be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentile, ministering the gospel of God, and the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. I want to compare the fire of God is like this. Little Holy Ghost or big Holy Ghost. Every Christian has the Holy Ghost, has the Holy Spirit. Do you want a little one or a big one? Big one. I want big one. Big one will clean faster. Is that right? If you just use a little bit of water to clean your deck, like just drip, drip, drip. Drip of water, clean your deck full of dirt. It may take about 20 years for that deck to become clean. But when you have pressure washer, get rid of all those dirt from your deck. It will be nice and clean within half an hour. Is that right? Pressure washer. The fire of the Holy Ghost is like a pressure washer. Clean you up fast. We don't have much time in life. We have only, maybe you may live only 70 years, 80 years, 100 years. I and Pastor Da are going to live 120 years. Amen. At least. Amen. So we don't have much time in life. We cannot just drag forever to become mature and to grow. We need the fire of the Holy Ghost come and just burn all the bad things out of our life. Amen. Can I share this with people, Pastor Da? Before the fire of God came into our home, Pastor Da feel that, I don't know, for some reason, even though her husband is a good man, godly man, but for some reason, whatever I did, it bothered her eyes. You know what I mean? I don't know how many wives have that kind of feeling. He's good, but it just bothered my eyes. I just don't like that. But after the fire of God touched her, that feeling was gone. God cleansed her. Gone. She now, everything I do, oh, good. So all the husbands send the wife out here to be touched by the fire of God. You know, when we say holy and pure, we are not talking about stopping robbing a bank, stopping killing people. I mean, detail everything in your life. God wants to deal with you. God wants to cleanse you to become like Christ. Yesterday, I told one of the leaders in the church, I don't know why I love the members so much. I look at you and I love you so much. And that is purity. When you are so filled with the Holy Ghost and the fire of God burn the junk out of you, you begin to be filled with love. And you just love people. And I cannot help to love people. We are not talking about just stopping lying, stopping cheating, or stop robbing a bank or killing somebody. No, no, no. We're talking about become a pure vessel. By the fire of God, by the word of God. And that's our goal. We want to be like Christ. We want to attain to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. The Lord spoke to me one time, you believe me or not, it's up to you. He said like this to me, we cannot be an end time glorious revival, glorious biblical, and the church that without blemish, without wrinkle, if we don't have the word and the fire in the church. You can dream about it. You can preach until people's ear come off. The ear just flow out like you just preach, 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 and people just like that. Bang on people's head with the word, but without the fire, people will not change to become holy and pure. God give that to us. God give the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit. We call the holy fire of God in the end time to come and purify the church. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3 verses 2 to 3, but who can endure the day of his coming and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer the Lord an offering in righteousness. My dear brother and sister, we need the fire to purify the church. That's why don't be surprised when the fire of God starts to moving in a church. When I start to lay hand and the fire of God move, there will be two reactions in you. The first reaction, yes, I want to be cleansed. I want to get there. I want God to touch me. But another reaction is uncomfortable feeling. Maybe I should shoot out of the door as soon as possible. Very uncomfortable. You know why you feel uncomfortable when I start to lay hand? Because of two reasons. Number one, the demon in you is upset. The demon is upset. Because I have to leave this body if I come out here. If you come out here, the demon have to go. So the demon will speak to you in your head. Don't go out. Don't go out. This is crazy. This is stupid. This is weird. This pastor is weird. The demon going to talk to you, not come into the fire. Another thing is your own sinful nature going to say, oh, I don't want to give up that. I don't want to give up this. I don't want to give up my depression. I don't want to give up my medication. I want to be sick forever. I don't want to give up my insomnia and my Prozac. I want to stay there forever. Your sinful nature will fight against it. You feel uncomfortable. And not only you, I feel uncomfortable too. So, Let God deal with you. Let God come and cleanse you and change week by week, day by day, cleanse you to become the pure bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. God wants to perfect us. God wants us to be holy and pure, you and me. But the key attitude that you need to have is the fear of God. The fear of God means to hate sin and to agree with God that sin is not good, is evil, is destructive, is not good for your life. You need to get rid of them as soon as possible, all those sins. You need to live in the fear of God. Amen. If you fear God, you will say, God, deal with me. Do anything in my life. I'm going to put down my pride. You can do anything. You can correct me. You can send people to talk to me. If I do something wrong, let people correct me. Tell me what I'm wrong. I'm living in the fear of God. Let your Holy Spirit help me. Let your Holy Spirit come and deal with me. Let the Word of God come and cleanse my mind. I want to please you. You are the judge. And I don't want to make you upset with me. I want to make sure I please you all the days of my life. If you want to be holy, you need to have the fear of God in your heart. Actually, Christianity is so simple. There are two things that you can do. In your relationship with God, number one, the love of God. Number two, the fear of God. If you have the love of God, you love God and you fear God, your life will never be the same. Amen? Amen. Do you think that I have been tempted to sin? Yes. I've been tempted to do many wrong things. But every time I'm going to sin, the fear of God rises up in me and say, no. If I do this, I will make God unhappy with me. I will make Him grieve. I want to please Him. He loved me so much. 2 days ago, one of our members set up a dinner and invite non-believer to come and testify about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we were witnessing to these non-believers until midnight. They didn't want to go home. I think you should do that. If you want to witness to some non-believer friend, set up a dinner, invite me, I will go. I'm not talking about eating. I don't care about eating. I just want to go there and show you how I share the gospel and testify, answer. They throw to me many questions. One question that the non-believer asked me is that, I don't want to believe in God until He performs a miracle to me. Clear miracle, then I believe. And I say to this gentleman, I say, He did already. He did. He died on the cross 2,000 years ago, and He was raised from the dead. Is that not enough? That Jesus died for you. Sometimes we forget that Jesus died for us. And because Jesus suffered for us, we love Him and we fear Him. How many people have thought this way? Put yourself in Jesus' shoes. You sit in heaven in His shoes. You act like Jesus. And you see people around on earth here that claim to be Christian. And you die, the nail go into your hand, you suffer on the cross, you die for them. You sit up there and all these people do not care about how you feel. They just do whatever they want, they sin, they just gossip, they just yell and they just hate each other, division, drink and smoke and do whatever they want. They don't care about how you feel. Have you ever thought that way? If you were in Jesus' shoes. I thought like that all the time. If I were Him, wow, it would be very grieving to see the people that I die for, they don't care about my feeling. Is that right? How much you love Jesus. I'm not standing up here to preach to you as a theologian. I'm not up here because I have a lot of Bible knowledge. But I'm standing up here because I love Jesus and I fear Him. I'm going to lead this church to the fear of God. Amen. I want people to fear Him and love Him. It's about relationship. Psalm chapter 119, verse 11. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119 verse 9, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. My dear brother and sister, have the word, the fellowship, and the Holy Spirit. And I thank God that one day when we go up to heaven, we will be perfectly holy on that day. But I don't want you to wait until that day. You need to be holy now. Amen. If you live a pure life now, the Lord will get the glory. Amen. The saddest thing in my life that I see is when people start to talk bad about Jesus and the Christian church. And I don't blame them when they talk bad about God. Part of it because Christians don't show purity. They look at Christians and they say, I don't want your God. You're not different from me. If the non-believers go to work on time and the believer go to work late, you think the non-believer can accept Jesus? No. If the non-believer work hard, but the believer are lazy, they're not going to believe in your God. We need to change. We need to live a holy life, a pure life. Not just get salvation, but change now on earth to be a good testimony to people that your God is the holy and pure God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Let me read the last scripture. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Definitely that day, we're going to see him when we die and leave this world to be with God. We're going to see him face to face, eye to eye. And on that day, our whole life will be cleansed to be holy. But I don't want to just wait to that day. I want to live a holy life now, on earth now. I want to encourage all of you to set that goal, personal goal. I'm going to keep growing. I'm going to keep changing. I let God deal with my heart. Again, purity is about the heart. It's not about legalism. It's not about do, don't. It's about the heart issue. It's not about human perfectionism, that you're just perfect, you're so well-disciplined. No. We just talk about the heart issue. You can be so perfectionistic in outside, but inside full of dirt and full of sin. It's about the heart. Let God come and deal with you. Let the word of God come and cleanse your heart, making sure you walk in love, you walk in obedience, you walk in forgiveness, you walk in humility. Amen? I give you an example. 2 days ago, somebody called me from another state. He said that, Pastor Lau, your CD spread out in this city now. Everyone loves your CD. Everyone, oh, you're just powerful, so good. And then another email come from Thailand and say, oh, the CD went up to north part of Thailand now. They all love it. They keep calling and asking for more. The first thing that I heard that message and read the email, I checked my heart. God, I'm not going to be prideful. I'm going to stay humble. It's all about you. It's not about me. I'm just your vessel. I'm just donkey. I'm just a donkey that Jesus set on the back of the donkey and ride into Jerusalem. When people say, Hosanna, Hosanna, not to the donkey, to Jesus on the back of the donkey. I'm just a donkey. In other words, I check my heart. I don't want to lift up my heart and become prideful and say, look at me, how great I am. No. I cannot do anything without the Lord Jesus. I cannot do anything without his anointing. Everything is about him. Stay humble, stay loving, stay forgiving, checking your heart all the time, making sure you examine yourself, and once you know something wrong, repent as soon as possible. Amen? The reason God needs to send the file of God, because sometimes you don't see yourself. But the file of God see and come and cleanse you what you don't see. So God help you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many people say that? I want to be a part of the holy beautiful bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many people want God to smile at you? Happy with you. Amen. Set a goal to be pure and holy. Any negative thoughts come up, get rid of them right away. Repent right away. Don't entertain negative thoughts. Don't entertain anything bad in your mind. Get rid of them. Don't entertain them. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, help your church to become pure and holy. Help us, Father, not to walk in sin, not to follow the way of the enemy. We want to be the beautiful bride of the Lord Jesus, without blemish, without wrinkles, without stains. Lord, come and cleanse your church. Come by your word. Come by your fire. Help us, Lord, to fellowship with one another and walk in the light. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray, Father, that everyone who come into this church will never be the same. Their lives will be changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us. Open our eyes to see your heart. Open our eyes to see your purpose for our life, Lord. Use us, Father, to make disciples who love the Lord Jesus, who are filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit, obeying the Word of God, and go out to establish biblical, Spirit-filled churches all over the world. Father, use this church to bless this generation, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.